Fear doesn't vanish when you turn on the lights. As a child, I'd lie frozen in bed, convinced monsters lurked in the shadows. But here's what nobody tells you. Those monsters don't disappear with age. They just change shape. They morph from imaginary creatures into very real anxieties about rejection, failure, and being truly seen. The first time I tasted social fear, I was in kindergarten during show and tell. I proudly displayed a button that had fallen off my jacket, expecting awe. Instead, I got laughter. That moment, so small, so ordinary, planted a seed that would follow me for decades. It taught me that the world could be unpredictable, that vulnerability could backfire, that maybe it was safer to hide. My family moved constantly from my father's job, and with each relocation, those fears intensified. By high school, I'd hide in the library rather than brave the cafeteria alone. Fear became my shadow, always there, whispering that I should protect myself, stay small, avoid risk. Perfectionism became my armor. If I could control everything, maybe I'd never feel that humiliation again. Then I met Chip, whose fearlessness baffled me. He approached life with a boldness I couldn't comprehend. When we opened our first Magnolia shop, my fears screamed at full volume. During a buying trip with my mom, doubt overwhelmed me until I finally broke down. That day, something shifted. I realized I could acknowledge my fears and still move forward. Vulnerability, not safety, was my path to freedom. The journey beyond fear isn't about eliminating it completely. It's about recognizing fear's presence while still taking that next brave step, discovering that what waits on the other side isn't disaster, but often the very thing your heart has been longing for all along. I became an expert at building fortress walls, retreating whenever threatened. But walls shield you from pain while blocking out goodness and beauty. As a mother, I realized my children needed to see all of me, strengths and weaknesses, joys and sorrows. Pain from our past flows into exposed crevices with river-like strength. In these vulnerable moments, we tell ourselves familiar stories. Don't let yourself be hurt again. Don't show you differences. These narratives become the bricks in our walls, keeping others at a distance while we convince ourselves we're staying safe. But pain is actually trying to teach us something, connecting dots between past and present wounds to help us understand ourselves better. Once I could name my pain, I recognized it in others. This was genuine empathy, not sympathy or pity. True empathy isn't about fixing people or grand gestures. It's showing others you're willing to sit with them in their pain without shame. Our pain reveals our purpose. I deeply connect with those whose struggles mirror my own, the loneliness of being the new kid, feeling different. This allows me to guide my children through similar challenges, saying, "I used to believe that lie too," rather than dismissing their hurt. The bridges we build through empathy connect us first to our own story, then to others, carrying us forward into deeper connections. By 2018, after 15 years of running, raising four children, growing a business, filming 5 seasons of Fixer Upper, Chip and I were exhausted. We agreed our family needed rest. 2 weeks later, I discovered I was pregnant at 40. Middle-of-the-night feedings weren't what I'd planned, yet something whispered, "Stay close." Looking back at our first 4 children born in quick succession, that period was a blur of survival. I coped with chaos by seeking control, our home's appearance, parties, schedules, building so much structure that I couldn't see life up close. I kept living for what was next, believing peace would come after the next project. Social media has redefined presence, turning genuine sharing into calculated performances, critiquing backgrounds, retaking photos for perfect lighting, crafting witty captions. Presence isn't about making every second meaningful or waiting for perfect moments. It's about leaning in when you could easily lean out, noticing sunlight through windows, or joining your kid's dance party. When I feel disconnected, I pause to look around and express gratitude. Whatever slows you down and steadies your heart is where presence waits. The day Drake got his driver's license, I taught Crew to navigate stairs. This dichotomy, letting go of one child while another held tight, revealed life's essential rhythm. After tearfully watching Drake drive away, I found Crew waiting to play, a reminder that letting go reveals what else our arms can carry. I struggle to release things with meaning. My cupboards overflow with serveware. My closets are stuffed. This extends to emotional burdens that no longer serve me. The heaviest burdens land on our backs when we can't comfortably carry them in our arms. Pain has been my biggest learning curve. Playground stories about what to hide became insecurities about my worth. I tried holding tightly to good things, hoping to dim my sadness, but bringing them closer magnified my unworthiness. Only by confronting pain could I see my present clearly. Nature teaches us about living in rhythm, blooming, growing, yielding, laying bare. When I first planted my garden, I envisioned abundance, but winter came and I had to pull up plants I'd grown to love. This cycle proved essential for the garden and for all life. When Chip and I left Fixer Upper at its peak, rumors swirled. We weren't following career logic, but soul stirrings that our family needed a break. Being good stewards means trusting today's cultivation matters for tomorrow. At 6, I wanted to be a roller skater. On my skates, I felt fast, bold, and carefree, spinning down our street with pure joy, not looking over my shoulder or wondering who might see me. By high school, life became a performance, exceeding expectations, avoiding failure, never letting anyone down. Perfection was my safety net. When our business struggled early in our marriage, I told no one, hosting elaborate dinners to hide our reality behind pretty facades. We've all experienced moments that shift everything. When you first noticed your actions drew attention, felt uncomfortable in your skin, or received a comment that made you question yourself, these moments slowly covered up who we once were. I've learned to ask myself why, every day, sometimes every hour. Why did that moment freeze me? Why am I feeling vulnerable? The why tells you everything about how much weight something should carry and whether you're in it for the right reasons. As 2021 ended, while Christmas shopping for my daughter's roller skates, I impulsively ordered myself a pair, green with pink laces. Now my girls and I skate around the farm, chasing dusk down our driveway. Every time I choose fun over fear, play over performance, vulnerability over perfection, it feels like a homecoming, giving others permission to do the same. The best stories are page turners with unexpected twists you secretly hope never end. I wrote this book in real time, each chapter unraveling as healing led to clarity, clarity to rebuilding. My search for direction revealed that my story would never be polished or perfect. I exist in the space between what was and what could be, a chaotic collection of dreams, insecurities, hurts, and profound gratitude. Our stories aren't meant to exist in past tense, but to live and breathe and change as we do. In writing my story, I've discovered not just who I'm aiming to be, but who I already am, unabridged and through no one else's eyes. Armed with the spirit of storytelling, every day becomes a page worth writing. Deep in our souls simmers this tender knowingness. I am building something beautiful. We find each other in the space of working things out, the failures, wins, and startovers we all relate to. That's the extraordinary part of writing your story. You discover a secret technique to savoring life. Imagine if our painful chapters quieted and our beautiful pieces rose up. If our stories spoke of how we loved, lost, and tried our best, how we're still growing while building beautiful lives. What beautiful story is yours to tell?